every police department in every major city.
Oh, I agree.
Because he's done something right. Look, you should look at the crime stats in Dallas. Dallas is one of the most impressive cities in the country, and it's a huge city when it comes to crime. This guy has reduced crime. I think just this last year, it's down like 53% or 56%. It's unbelievable. The numbers, when you look at them, are just beyond belief, which makes this that much worse that it happened in Dallas, where everything's going so right for these people. But the fact that his own son killed a cop, I mean, when I read that, I just thought, wow, this guy's seen it from every angle. And you may have noticed, too, that the news media, and I don't quite understand this. I guess I do legally. They still refer to the guy that they bombed and blew up with a bomb, which I think is fantastic, as the suspect.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, he didn't have a trial, so you have to still call him the suspect. There's no suspect about it. He's the guy. But legally, you have to do that. I do want to say this, though, before we get started. I've spent probably 3 hours today reading things that I thought would maybe help me understand some of this. And a lot of it was statistics, which the Black Lives Matter people don't want to hear. They don't want to hear statistics. They don't want to hear the truth. They want to get up in arms, not when a cop shoots anybody else or shoots a white person, which happens, by the way, more than when they shoot black people. But those incidents don't make the news. Go on YouTube and watch police shootings. Just type in cop shot pulling people over. And most of the people in the gun battle are white guys. Some guy in a pickup truck, he's all bent out of shape because the cop pulled him over and takes a rifle out of the car. It's white guys, but none of those make the news. None of those stories make the news. Because it's, I don't know,
there's not a
must
racial
not be
slant.
Racist because a white guy shot a white guy.
Yeah.
Now, this thing in Baldwin, why aren't the Black Lives Matter people or somebody screaming and yelling and up in arms about that Baldwin cop getting shot when he turned his back on that guy? Thank goodness the guy didn't have anything bigger than a .22 caliber gun. That's a small bullet, or he'd be dead. He was black. The cop was white. Why isn't that racist? Why isn't that just as racist? The whole thing is frustrating to me. It makes me mad.
And why isn't that in the news? But you can't talk.
It's not nearly. It's never going to be in the news very long. It'll get 20 seconds because it's a black guy shooting a white guy. Ooh, that's kind of okay. But if a white guy shoots a black guy, and one other thing, and I'm saying this to everybody, I don't care if you're black or white. It's 95% of these encounters that I've watched, and you've watched them too, where there's a situation and it escalates, almost every time it starts with the suspect, the driver, or whatever, not being compliant. If all you do, in most of these cases, if when the officer had walked up to the car, you had your hands on the wheel, and you said, good afternoon, officer. And if he said, can I see this? Can I see that? Show it to him. Answer the question. This would all go away. But that's something that they don't address when you watch these news programs. And I don't know why, because I don't care what color you are. When you start mouthing off to the cop, you effing pig, why don't you go stop the real car? That is not a good way to start the encounter. And you can go on YouTube, and it is disturbing. The hundreds of videos, people put a camera in the car, and their only mission is to show you how they can mouth off to the cop, and the cop can't do a thing about it. Now, constitutionally, I guess, legally, if a police officer says, can I see your driver's license, please? And you don't have to show it to him. My take on it, after watching all these things, that it, the law, unless you're under arrest, you actually don't have to answer a question. If he says, can I ask where you're headed? None of your business. But why? Why would you, why do that? Why would you do that? I've never done that. And I know, here we go. Well, Frank, you're not black. No, I'm not black. But this is where I don't think color makes a difference. How about a little respect? How about let them do what they're supposed to do? They can't do it if they can't ever ask anybody a question. If they're not allowed to see an identification on you, if they're not allowed to... Have you seen those videos on YouTube? Have you watched them?
Yeah, I have.
Where the guy will go, he'll say, could I ask you to pull over here, pull up a little bit and pull off the side of the road? And the guy goes, no, I'm not going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll say, sir, just pull off the side. No. Can I see some ID? No. I don't have to show you an effing thing. This is what these videos are. I don't know how a cop puts up with that crap. There's a video of a guy in the L.A. Terminal at the airport, and he hangs around the airport every day, all day, just to grab a quick video of a celebrity coming through the airport so he can sell it to TMZ or somebody. So he's shooting Nick Cannon. Nick Cannon's getting on an escalator. It's just him getting on an escalator. That's it. He's got a cap and a backpack. I would never have known it was him. And an officer sees him videoing and walks up and says, excuse me, he's very polite. He says, can I ask you what you're doing? The guy goes, no, none of your business. And he said, well, I notice you're videoing people. He goes, yeah, and I'm going to keep videoing them. It's just this attitude. And in the end, there are about 10 cops around this guy. And in the end, they just have to walk away after taking this verbal abuse from this guy.
That shouldn't
Nobody be. Addresses this. Look. Constitutionally, if a teacher calls on me in class and I'm a kid and goes, Frank, can you name the fourth president of the United States? No, I don't have to. F you. Okay. I'm going to fail. And I'm going to be held back. But I didn't have to answer it. There are a lot of things you don't have to do legally. But why not do them? Look at what it would avoid. Look at all of these encounters that... I don't know.
There's a great video that's on Facebook, and it's a guy that was in prison, and he's out now. But he said that he's talked with cops before and dealt with cops before. He's been in trouble before, and he's been in prison. He said, but the biggest thing is if you do what they ask you to do, if they say, could you come over here, then you come over there. If you say, show me your hands, you show them your hands. And if you just comply and do things like that, things go much better. He said, I haven't had any problems with any cops, and even if they come up and stop me or say anything, I just talk to them and do what they ask me to do, and I walk away.
Almost every one of these things we've seen, there's that... They have to repeat 6 or 8 times. Take your hands out of your pocket. Put your hands on the car. Get down. And they don't do it.
And
they mouth off, and then the struggle, and look what you got. And all it would take, and again, this is not a black or white thing. I don't care what color you are. I think you're a lunatic if you don't just comply. Is that so horrible?
Mm-hmm.
It's just not that hard. Just a couple of other quick things. Among the stats that I read that I found very interesting, there are 5 police officers, active duty police officers in this country for every 2,000 people. 5 cops for every 2,000 people. I thought that was pretty interesting. I also can't believe there are people who are now up in arms because they chose to blow this guy up. What would you have done, Mr. or Mrs. Know-It-All? How would you have handled it? Would you have just walked up to him after he's killed 5 cops and tried to talk to him? They did talk to him, and the last thing they said to him, according to Chief Brown, was, look, you can walk out safely and come into custody, or we're going to kill you. And you know what his response was? Well... He asked him how many cops he'd killed. He sure would like a chance to kill more. And then he sang he was singing and laughing and asked how many he had gotten. And he hoped he could get more. Yeah, it's time to blow him up.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that people are saying it's inhumane and it's wrong, are you kidding me?
And those are the people that were not on the street that are saying that stuff. The people that were scared to death, that were protesting and walking down the street, were screaming and running for their lives.
Yeah. And this hands up thing, if I see any more people walking around with their hands up, I think I'm going to throw up. That was the false narrative created by that nut who made that up about Michael Brown. There were no hands up. And they still, every protest, there's people walking around with their hands up.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a continuation of that lie that they continue to perpetuate. Okay, folks, don't tune away. It's over. Okay? Please, don't leave us. It's over. I know you don't hear this, but I can't... There's a guy named Roland. This is the last thing. Roland G. Fryer Jr. He's a Harvard professor. I think he's maybe 40, late 30s. He's black. And he decided to do some extensive research on this use of guns by cops on black people. And I read his article this morning. It took a while because it's pretty long. He said he was stunned. I was stunned when I saw it. He took over 1,300 incidents where a gun was drawn on a citizen in 10 of the biggest cities in the country. 3,000 hours he and a small staff put into this. They pored over. They read every report. They watched the body cams and the squad car. They did beyond thorough research. And what it showed was that the police in this country do not draw their guns and or use them on black people any more than they do white people. In fact, it's just the opposite. But if a cop draws a gun on a white guy, it's never on the news. Well, all we're seeing is what they want to show us to get us riled up. Think about it. When's the last time you saw a lead news story, police officer pulls over a white guy in a pickup truck and he shot at the... You know, it's not on the news. So that's it. I'm going to do some business. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll leave it at that. And the rest will just be the stuff we normally do. But I don't... There's so much I don't understand anymore. And it's getting worse and worse and worse and worse. And I heard our president the other day say that this country is not nearly as divided as people want to make it out to be. Yes, it is, Mr. President. It's more divided than it's ever been in my entire life.
Not sure what he is...
It's divided politically, conservative, liberal, greater division than I've ever seen. It's divided racially, greater than I have ever seen. And we're in some serious trouble here. We are. And that's it, and that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Let's do a little business. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll play. Jose is coming in. I got a very interesting article for him. I'm going to get his take on this, something one of the cellular carriers is doing that I think... I think it's pretty smart. I guess everybody else will probably have to do it, too, if they want to keep up. Thompson Price is the name of a person, and I've told you before the name of a company, Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. They have a showroom in De Pere. It's about a quarter mile east of 270 on Manchester. If you're going east, it's on your left next to McAllister's Deli. I'd like for you to go in there. I'd like for you to let them know your AM and the PM, and I want you to walk around. And I want you to realize that what you're going to see is, has that wow factor, and it's a teeny tiny sample of what could be possible when you remodel your kitchen or bathroom. Those are just some of the things you can do. And nothing you're going to see there is probably going to look like what your kitchen is going to look like, because your kitchen or bathroom is going to be a collaboration between you and his staff, and a process that they put you through that other companies don't do, but they should. I hope they continue not to do it. You other kitchen and bath people, don't put the customer through this extensive process that the folks at Thompson Price do, because if you start doing that, you might be able to end up with the perfection they end up with when they do a job. It's necessary. How tall are people in the family who's left-handed? Will there be older people living here? Is anybody handicapped? In 10 years, will somebody elderly be living here? That kitchen or bathroom has to be designed, taking all those things into consideration. It's a very impressive company. Every bathroom, I almost said every kitchen in our house, we only have one. The kitchen and every bathroom over a period of years have all been done by Thompson Price. And initially, we talked to three companies. If we do something again, we only want to talk to one. And I think that's the way you're going to feel, too. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home, ThompsonPrice.com.
All righty, we're going to get a check on traffic right now. And in for Tim Weiland, it's Frank Ladd.
Thanks, Dan. We're working with a crash eastbound Highway 44 before the Merrimack River Bridge has the left lane blocked there. As you back up to about Bowles, working with traffic starting to filter in southbound 270 at Clayton Road, westbound Highway 70 west of 141 out through the roadwork at 5th Street. This update brought to you by the Mutual Fund Store. The Mutual Fund Store is committed to helping you achieve all your retirement goals and make it easy to start with a free portfolio review. Get yours at MutualFundStore.com. Frank Ladd and the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095. KTRS is your home for award-winning news coverage, both locally and around the world. But don't take our word for it. For the third year in a row, ABC Radio News won the Edward R. Murrow Award for Network Overall Excellence, along with Breaking News and Hard News Honors. KTRS News won a Missouri Broadcasters Association Award for Broadcasting Excellence in the category of Best News Series. Whether it happens around your block or around the world, there's only one place to hear award-winning coverage, period. The Big 550, KTRS. Depend on it.
Welcome back, Cards fans. We're in the stands with Rachel, just called up from a day at the office, going downtown on her nachos. She's really working the outside corner of the plate. Oh, doctor, she just bit into a jalapeno. Better call in the relief, because she is on fire.
Don't miss the Redbirds when they host the Miami Marlins, July 15th through 17th. Get your tickets at cardinals.com. The St. Louis Cardinals. Tradition meets today.
Saturday, July 16th, the Cardinals take on the Miami Marlins. That day is the replica 2006 World Series Championship Mystery Player Ring Giveaway. 30,000 fans ages 16 and older receive a replica of the 2006 World Series Championship Ring. The individual player rings celebrate five of the top players from that club. The ring also includes a detachable base and its wearable. That's Saturday, July 16th. Tickets available at cardinals.com/promotions.
Since 1974, homeowners in the greater St. Louis area have trusted Permajack more than any other contractor when their house is settling or if they have bowing and buckling walls. But who do you call when you notice water in the basement? Well, it's also Permajack. The representatives at Permajack are extremely knowledgeable in all aspects of foundation repair, including leaky basements. Permajack provides permanent solutions to all your nagging water problems, whether it's a simple crack repair or a comprehensive drain system. They will make sure your basement remains dry, and they'll back it up with a written guarantee. So for home settling problems, bowing and buckling walls, or if you have a leaky basement, call the company St. Louis has trusted for over 30 years, Permajack. Call Permajack today at 636-225-2553. That's 636-225-2553. Family owned and operated since 1974. When your building needs a helping hand, solid as a rock, Permajack, 636-225-2553.
Listen closely. This will really floor you. At JJS Flooring, get 2 1/4 or 3 1/4 pre-finished aluminum oxide hardwood for just $5.99 per square foot installed. LVT or LVP flooring as low as $3.49 a square foot installed. Quality laminate as low as $1.60 per square foot. And ceramic flooring starting at just 49 cents a square foot. JJS Flooring not only does residential, commercial, and industrial flooring, but they have a tremendous reputation with rehabbers and remodelers. They do everything from standard to custom installations. If carpeting is what you need, JJS is the place to go. Carpeting and pad installed starts at just $1.72 a square foot. JJS Flooring has been family owned and operated for over 30 years in the heart of St. Louis. JJS offers free estimates and invites you to their showroom at 2301 Graboy, or give them a call at 314-772-3996. Like them on Facebook. Their service will floor you. JJS Flooring. Shop the city and save.
This is a Butterfinger peanut butter cup. It's a bit of a square, which is not to say it sits at home practicing the clarinet. This is a Butterfinger peanut butter cup. It's square on the outside and bold on the inside. A cup that dares to mix crunchy bits of Butterfinger right into its creamy, smooth, peanut buttery goodness. A cup that grabs life by the wrapper and says, "Yeah, life, give me more of your crispity, crunchity Butterfinger bits." Smooth and crunchy Butterfinger peanut butter cups. Bolder than bold.
50% off products and amazing siding and windows? You bet. Schedule this week and receive 50% off Infinity from Marvin Fiberglass Windows or 50% off amazing plank acrylic siding. But you must schedule this week. The 50% off sale ends soon. Don't miss out. 100% no money down financing available. Call Amazing Siding and Windows at 636-230-5800 on the web. AmazingSCL.com. Previous purchase excluded. Limitations apply. Call store for details.
Call Amazing Siding and you'll never paint again. Never.
St. Charles Office Furniture has current openings for a warehouse manager and a furniture salesperson at our Wright City warehouse. If you're looking for a permanent position in the furniture sales industry, look no further than St. Charles Office Furniture. We're looking for a warehouse manager and a furniture salesperson at our Wright City warehouse. Call Selena at St. Charles Office Furniture today at 314-266-9083. That's 314-266-9083 or online at stcharlesofficefurniture.com.
Weekday mornings at 6:35, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, we're going to eventually get to you. We'll get to Jose. We'll get to a lot of stuff, but I have to get to this first or we're out of business. If you are in pain, and I don't mean, you know, like gallbladder pain. I mean pain that's nerve-related, and if it's in your foot especially, but it could also be a leg pain, knee pain, hip pain, and they do the dun boom. What was that song? And the rest of it was, hear the word of the Lord. The head, the leg bone connected to the hip bone. Well, everything's connected. And sometimes when you have an issue with your feet, it could be manifested in the form of, well, you could have a headache, you could have a backache, and this is documented, this is a fact. So people walk into good feet stores, and most of the time there's foot pain, but if they've paid any attention to what good feet's message is, they know that maybe that's why my leg hurts, is because I need to change the way I walk or stand, not dramatically, just enough that I could tell it makes a difference. What you do is you go into good feet. You don't need an appointment. They'll ask you where the pain is. You'll tell them. They'll ask you to take your shoes off, not your socks, just your shoes. You'll step on a thing, and when they see the imprint your foot makes, they'll know exactly where to start with the arch supports or the inserts to take some of the pressure off the part of your foot that's getting way too much pressure and causing the pain. I know, it sounds like it can't, to some people this couldn't possibly work. Well, tell that to the thousands of people who have good feet inserts, arch supports, and have had their pain done away with, gone, eliminated, and you'll feel it in the store. If you don't, then you may have a more serious issue and something else has to be done. But hey, why not give it a shot rather than just automatically go for painkillers or surgery when you may not have to? There are two Good Feet stores in the St. Louis area on Olive, west of 270, kind of catty-cornered across from TGI Fridays. We learned a few years ago the correct term is kitty-corner. Remember that?
Yeah, that doesn't sound right, though.
It sounds stupid.
Yeah.
Catty-corner. I'm sticking with that. Shiloh, Illinois, Greenmount Road across from Deerberg's, or you can go to goodfeetstlouis.com. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
All right. This is Dan Strauss, everybody.
Thank you so much, Frank. Our band played over the weekend.
Wait, you're in a band?
Yeah, I know. I know you don't know that. It's called the Southside Johnny Band. We played at St. Ferdinand Park over the weekend.
Packed to me, I bet.
Saturday. It was very packed. Actually, they were very impressed at the crowd. And we said, what's an average number that you get for other bands? And they said, a good number is 500. That's a good crowd.
That is a good crowd.
And we had over 600 people there.
Stop it.
No. Oh. And it was great. A lot of AM and the PMers. But before we went on stage, there was a guy that came walking up to me and came up and introduced himself and shook my hand and said, I am a police officer and a detective in the city, and I just wanted to say and to let you and Peon know that they appreciate and know that we support them, and that he brought a bunch of cops out to watch us and support us. So he did that. And I mentioned that on stage, and everybody gave them a huge hand. So,
well,
it was great.
It's interesting. I tried to start at the end of every show saying, if you see a police officer, be sure to thank him or her. And then this thing in Dallas happens. So I'm going to try to do that most days, because I think you should.
Yeah.
There's about a 99% chance that the officer you walk up to and thank deserves it.
Oh, yeah.
So it can't hurt.
Heck yeah. But I thought just that just started the whole night off just awesome. And I thought that was a great moment.
That is a good
moment. I know. It was really good. It made me feel really good that he came up and said something.
Good for him. Anything else?
Oh, I did have something else, but I can't remember what the heck it
was. You know how many times you've done this?
I know.
Like almost every day.
Yeah. I know, but I wanted to get that one out so I knew I wouldn't forget that, so I got that out, but I...
Pen and paper, Dan.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's the thing called pen and paper. Or your phone probably has a little notepad thing, and you could just jot something down. And I do everything I need is on one sheet of paper, just little one-word notes. You might want to just try that. So now we turn it over.
Text yourself. That's what I do.
We turn it. Yeah, that's a good
one. I have done
that. Can you text yourself?
I guess yes. You can.
You can.
I do that a lot. Email myself.
My phone has an app. It's just called Notepad. And, you know, it's just like you just type yourself a note like you would on a legal pad or something. And now here's Eon the Peon.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I was going to talk about this Thursday. We never got around to a Berk segment on Thursday. I was reluctant to even broach this subject, but I'm going to. I try to be tolerant of everybody's viewpoints.
Well, sometimes you just can't be.
Religions. But this one, it just...
got under your skin?
It's just laughable. I don't know if you heard about this new attraction that went up in Kentucky. It's the Noah's Ark attraction.
Yes.
Oh.
I saw the news story on TV.
Giant. I mean, this is a giant project. It cost $100 million to build. 510
feet long. If Elvis were here, he'd go, Malefic is huge. Yeah.
It's supposed to be... the dimensions.
It's supposed to be right out of the Bible.
Yes.
Exactly the size the Ark would have been.
And inside, it's a museum you can walk through. Different exhibits, things like that. And then they have...
Before you say anything...
What?
You're going to get emails.
Go ahead. They have animal exhibits.
Right.
That's the story of the Ark.
Right.
That was in the Bible, that Noah took two of each animal.
Right.
Onto the Ark before the great flood hit.
Male and female, of course.
Yes. And in the Ark, in this exhibit, they have dinosaurs. And I don't know if this is... I know this exact church, this is their viewpoint. I don't know if that's all Christians believe this, but this particular group believes that everything was created 6,000 years ago.
Okay.
Man, dinosaur, and everything else. Before that, and scientists have told us that dinosaurs died out about 65 million years.
Well, that sounds like a conflicts with...
Before man appeared.
Hmm.
It's just one of those things that... it's hard to argue with scientists who have spent their lives studying this. And, you know, carbon dating all these fossils and everything. And then a group says, no, that's not true. Everything was made 6,000 years ago, all at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes. But if you want to go visit the Ark, I'm sure if I was in the area, I would go to see it, just to see it. So that's in Kentucky.
Must be one big Ark if he had a couple of dinosaurs on there.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, and two of each one, apparently.
Oh, two Tyrannosaurus Rexes.
Well,
two,
yes, it's whatever. every Well, they would probably say, their viewpoint was that every different species of dinosaur was derived from one. So you really only needed...
two, a pair.
Yes, a male and female.
Yeah.
I
get, you know what, and I like the way you were very careful. You just...
Because, you know, you have to, yes. It's just, I don't, well, I'll leave
it. Well, it's hard to say that every scientist over all these years, nah, you don't know what you're talking about.
Right.
That's impossible because the Bible says this. Really? There's a lot of stuff that doesn't match up. Look, you could take any theology, any religion. There's going to be parts of it you go, that doesn't make sense. I get that, but you're right. You can't argue politics or religion with anybody.
No.
Because I've never once done it where it accomplished
successfully
anything.
Yeah. No, you can't.
Anything.
You can't do it.
All right.
I don't know if we'll have time now. I know we have a couple phone calls to get to, but quiz I did last week. Remember that with you and Dan? Where
yes, I loved it.
Found online.
I like.
Well, I was not able to find any more like that, so I went and made some more questions up of my own. So maybe if we get time later today or tomorrow.
We're doing the playoffs.
You and Colin were doing that.
Yes, I was testing Colin with the ones.
Can you give us just one example?
Like, sure.
Let's just do one.
Yeah, let me get to it here.
And we'll take a couple.
And those that didn't hear last week, I would give three different words of something based from a movie, like
right.
Three examples
quote.
Of a movie.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And from that, you would try to guess the movie.
Yeah, right.
Let me bring it up here, and I'll give you one.
Like if you said Rosebud, Citizen Kane.
Yes.
Oh.
All right. What?
Citizen Kane.
I don't know why I used that. That's a horrible movie.
All right. I'll give you one, and then if we get to have time, we'll do it later. All right. Yeah. Couple. Fugitives. Shootout.
Ooh.
Frank.
Yes.
Getaway? The Getaway?
No.
Well, it could be. That's a story of a couple in a shootout. All right, Bonnie and Clyde.
Yeah, Bonnie and Clyde.
I was going to say that. You always do that.
I gave the answer,
Bonnie and Clyde, and Dan goes, it's Bonnie and Clyde.
Well, wait, he already said his name, and then he got it wrong, and then he kept guessing.
And I got it right. And you didn't say your name, so you're disqualified.
Dan.
One more. Let's do one more.
One more. All right. Infidelity. Seduction.
Frank.
Mother. Yes.
Ooh, the mother thing threw me. Sorry.
You see? He's supposed to wait till all three.
Give them again.
Infidelity. Seduction. Mother.
Mother.
I like you're seduced by somebody's mom. I like this.
Dan.
Yes.
Psycho.
No.
There's no infidelity.
I don't know.
What is it?
The Graduate.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
I like these. Did you make these up?
Yeah, I actually went and just tried to find, because some of the ones we had in the earlier quiz were so easy. So you can't, like, Jaws, you can't go shark. I mean, some are just over the, where it's over in the first answer. But, yeah, so I made some of these up. So we have more later. Yeah.
Well, we'll do some more later.
Hey, I do remember what I was going to do, and it's a new impression that I found out that I
did. Oh, right.
Man.
Yeah. This is a fly. You ready?
Yeah. Folks, you know what? What the folks don't know? All that's coming out of your butt.
I know.
That's unbelievable.
He took the microphone down by his seat.
Yeah.
That's good. How did you figure out you had that talent?
I don't know. I just started doing it. Just started going.
Give him your water dripping thing. That's my favorite. Give him the dripping water.
Okay.
He thumps his cheek and does that.
Yeah.
That's good. Man of a thousand talents. We heard it already. Can we close the Burke segment?
Smack.
Yes.
Yeah, all right, shut her down. Talk to Don. We'll squeeze at least a call or two in here. Don, thank you for waiting. How are you?
Hi, Frank. How's everybody? I'm
here. How's everybody?
Good, Don.
Great. We appreciate you.
What's going on? All right, the Graduate, that was a good one.
That was good.
Yeah, did you hear what Giuliano said about the Black Lives Matter today?
I did,
and now he's catching all kinds of heat for telling the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of truth in that. But hear what I called for. You would not believe what kind of day I've had today.
Well, what kind of day have you had?
Well, it's just another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Oh, my goodness.
No, I'm not playing it twice.
You don't get it. Peon hates that thing. You're never going to get it a second time. You're never going to get it a second
time. I had a couple of people say that we needed to learn that. Our band needs to learn that song.
I disagree.
Oh,
yeah.
I know.
You want to thin the crowd?
No,
play that song.
Oh,
gosh.
Yeah, 600 down to 100.
All right, guys. Well, my shepherd's pie is coming to me.
So I love shepherd's pie. I love it.
Yeah.
You don't put peas in it, do you? That's the only thing it ruins.
Oh, yeah, they got peas in it. It's great there. I'm at a place called Darcy's in Springfield, Illinois.
Oh, man. Well, have some for me.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye, guys.
Thank you. Can we get one more in?
I think so.
Dan, this is not our Dan. It's another Dan. I say that so Dan won't go, yeah, what is it? Dan, how are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Great. What's up?
Amen to Pam.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I'll make this brief. My son, who is five, we live in a subdivision. We have a swimming pool, and there's a lady there who's missing her arm. Mm-hmm. And so, whether it's right or wrong, we call her the shark bait at our house.
The what?
Shark bait?
We always say, hey, there's
a
shark.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, that's cruel and unacceptable, but funny.
So, my son is 5 years old again, so we're at a subdivision swim meet, and the lady with one arm, shark lady, she sits down next to him.
Oh,
so instead of saying hi or anything, she looks,
boy.
Hello. He says, I'm very sorry that your arm got bit off by a shark.
Oh, boy.
And then did she get in the pool and swim in a circle?
Right.
You know what?
Edit that out,
disrespect.
Please.
Disrespectful. Edit that out.
Edit that out.
So
what
did she say when he said that?
So she just looked at him and she said, that's okay, honey. He was bit off by an alligator. And then she walked away.
That's perfect. Leave them thinking. You don't know if she was telling the truth or not.
Yeah, I love her. Now she's got you wondering.
I thought the same thing. So I went to her later and said, I'm sorry that my son said that. And she said, no, it's no big deal. It really was an alligator. And she went on to tell me this whole story about how it was bitten off while she was in Africa.
Wow. In Africa?
Wow.
Whoa. So she wasn't kidding.
She wasn't.
It's a great story.
Yeah. I'll talk
Kids.
To you guys.
All right. Thank
Holy
you, Dan.
Cow.
Not every day somebody has an arm bitten off by an alligator.
Man.
Not too many people can tell that story. All right, we're doing some business. Jose's going to come in here. So here's the deal. If you have something about modern technology that's driving you nuts, you can't figure out how to get your phone to do this or to do that, you're shopping for a TV, you don't have a clue which one to buy, you got a computer issue, this is the guy, Jose Hernandez, and he'll be here in just a few minutes after the news. My job now is to make sure you know this name and this phone number, and I think you do. There are similar numbers, but you've been with us long enough, and they certainly have 24 and a half years to know the difference. American Equity Mortgage. 314-878. This is the important part, the 878. 878-9999. 24 and a half years. Wow, what do you know? That's also the amount of time they've been in business. The year they started, they became part of the show, and they have been here 52 weeks a year, every year since. It's unheard of, and there's no way we could ever express our appreciation for that kind of loyalty. If you're loyalty, because if you weren't calling them or going in and saying your AM and the PM, they wouldn't still be with us. So here's who we're talking to. We're talking to you if you own a home or if you don't own a home. So that's pretty much everybody. If you want to get a home and you need a mortgage company, you probably will. American Equity Mortgage. If you already have a home, even if they're not your mortgage company, they can help you big time dump some bad debt, like credit card debt, and it's going to save you a significant amount of money. The average savings is $640 a month. That is free and clear. That's just cash. That's the money you're no longer paying in ridiculous interest on your credit card debt. Talk to them about it. It's called debt consolidation, and they do it well. American Equity Mortgage, AmericanEquity.com, or 314-878-9999.
All right, let's get a quick check on traffic now with Frank Glad.
Got a pair of accidents out there, Dan. Eastbound Highway 64, only the right lane is getting by before Mason. You've got delays back before 141 there. Working with an accident eastbound on Highway 44 as well. Still the left lane blocked just before the Merrimack River Bridge has you backed up to about Bowles. Debris in the roadway, 70 eastbound past Stumble. Pay attention to that. And we've got the volume headed towards downtown eastbound on Highway 64. from, looks like, Compton to the Poplar, northbound 55, ramping onto the Poplar. Westbound 44, they've got new roadwork set up on southbound 55 at 7th Street. So you're backed up on westbound 44 through the depressed section all the way to the Mutual Veterans Bridge. That roadwork on 55 southbound is going to be there until December of this year. This update is brought to you by Staples. Staples has everything you need for back to school at the lowest prices, period, from backpacks to binders, notebooks, folders, even post-it notes. Make low prices happen. Staples, make more happen. Frank Ladd in the Vinson Mortgage Traffic Center.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vinson Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. When severe weather strikes, turn first to your official weather station.
The Big 550. KTRS.
KTRS. Depend on it. Mizzou fans, new head coach Barry Odom and his Tiger football team are gearing up for another exciting season of SEC football, and you don't want to miss any of the action. Get your season tickets today and be at Faurot Field for every snap in 2016. This year's schedule is action-packed with seven exciting home games that includes conference rivals Georgia and Arkansas. To purchase your season tickets today, log on to MUTigers.com or call 1-800-CAT-PAWS. We'll see you at the zoo. KTRS St. Louis,
live and local.